Every morning at breakfast, I have a routine where I get my iPad and just kind of look at some of the news, maybe some of the social media that I follow, just get a sense of what's happening. Some days I have weekday mass, in case there's anything major I'm able to share with people or be up to date. Just the other day, there's this priest that's real popular in social media. I don't follow him, but he kind of comes up on my feed quite a bit. And in that, he announced the other day that he has been diagnosed with cancerous brain tumor. And so he kept talking on and said, the doctors just told me there's nothing to do. My next meetings are just going to be, where do I go from here, and pretty much how long I have. And he said something very interesting. He says, I'm not afraid, I trust. And I'm thinking, well, you're a priest, I hope you do. And then he said something very real, but I am very scared and afraid. Yeah. So my first thought is again, okay, God, you figure you would protect him. He's given his life to you in preaching, and yet you somehow allow him to experience that. And I was kind of grieving. And then I scrolled down a little bit more, and guess what the Lord said through Pope Francis. There's a quote that's going to be on the screen. I just want you to look at that with me. And this is what Pope Francis said. Life can be filled with contradictions, frustrated desires, broken dreams, and lost friendships. Yet the resurrection of Jesus allows us to believe that all will be redeemed. I'm going to read this again for you. Life can be filled with contradictions, frustrated desires, broken dreams, lost friendships. Yet the resurrection of Jesus allows us to believe that all will be redeemed. What an invitation for all of us, including that priest, to look at life differently, to look at it in a changed way, to change our direction, and really begin to see our lives and the world as God himself sees it. And I hope he would be able to read that and find some sense of comfort that whatever brokenness that you and I go through, it is redeemable. This isn't it. This isn't the final answer. And so this is what the readings talk about today. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, this is written by Luke, who also wrote the gospel. He continues his writing there, and talks about stories of the early church, the early followers of Jesus. And in it, he has the disciple Peter give many speeches. And in the speech, everyone ends with Peter calling people to repent. Calling people to repent. Now, the repent he's asking for, in this case, is not the repent of saying, remember all your bad sins and all your bad things, feel sorry and weep, and then you'll be forgiven. That's not the repentance he's calling for. He's calling for the repentance of this. Change your direction. It's called conversion. Change your way of thinking. Look at life differently. And here's the invitation for the listeners at Peter and now today at St. Patrick's. Look at the world in the way that God and the risen Savior see it. Hang on and cling to the system of values of God. Part of our sins is you and I listen to human emotions. They are a gift from God, but sometimes they can be unhealthy. And the unhealthiness is we decide to do things we know that Christ has never taught us to do or never gave us that example. And so to see God as he sees the world that he's inviting this priest to do, it looks scary, it looks awful. No one wants to be given the news you only have a short time to live. And yet, the Pope's words through Jesus reminds us all is redeemable. Jesus sees his friends who are terrified. And he asked, "Why are you scared? What's the deal? Why is your life so disturbed?" So what are the disciples to do? And yet Luke says, Jesus says this, "Look at me. Look at me. Why are you so disturbed? I will give you what? The gift of peace. Nothing that the world can give." And so think about how many times you and I have our lives disturbed by other people. We give people so much power and authority to disturb us. You know, one of the sad things now, it looks like the elections are already starting. I'm starting to get phone calls, I don't know if you are, huh? Texts, and the commercials are starting to come. And that's from now till November, because a lot of people want to be in power. And you're going to disturb our lives. How many times, I wish I had a nickel for every time someone says, "You know what, the news is horrible. I'm tired of the news," and yet we still watch. We still follow, and part of it's necessary, but at the same time, we're so disturbed because we feel that if our politician, our leader, isn't elected, the whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. And yet, we allow people to rob us. You know, since, since 4 years ago when everything kind of started the challenge for us, one of the things I grieve is loss of friendships, loss of relationships. All types of that. Some of it is people just kind of drift away and never say goodbye. Some don't agree, maybe with me or my decisions, and I don't agree with them. But what really makes me sad is that people who have been my friends for a long time just decide to say, "You're no longer my friend." Why? Because I don't like what you say. I don't like what you stand for. Because you don't think the way I do. And you know, that robs, that disturbs us. Some of my closest friends in the seminary, for example, were guys that loved the Latin Mass. They loved the traditional thing, and they wanted the altar facing the other way so that you won't see their face. I don't like that, because I don't think that's what the church is called, but yet these people were my friends. I learned to love people who don't think the way. Some of the coaches I coach with think totally different than I do. But I don't give them the cold shoulder and say, "Ooh, you're not a godly man, so I ain't talking to you." It's like some of them are really good friends because I see God in them. They're not perfect because neither am I. But we allow people and events to disturb us. And what does Jesus say about us being disturbed? "Look to me. Look to me. Change your understanding of how the world is and know that all people and all things are redeemable." This isn't the final answer. The way we're living, no matter what brokenness, some things are very awful and painful, and other things, maybe not as much. But the power of the resurrection heals us. My frustration with our Catholic faith is that we're more Lent people. You all love Lent. You do. Because you start talking to one another and go, "What are you giving up?" And you have great stories of Lent. So this is what you remember about Lent. "In 1995, I gave up chocolate milkshake, and it was the worst Lent ever." You remember those things. And yet if I were to ask all of you, "What were your best 50 days of Easter?" You'd go, "Duh." You have very little, because most of us are relieved or we're worried about confirmation or first communion, weddings, summer vacation, getting out of school. We're not thinking of resurrection. And that's why sometimes we as Christians are such Lent people and not Easter people. And the Easter is this: "Look to me," Jesus says, "and my peace I give you." So I invite you to think this week, who's disturbing you? Who has disturbed you? Who have you given power over to someone to disturb your peace? We're all there, people. No one's excluded. And we freely give it. And I pray for all of you during this election season. It's painful. And I hope none of you lose any relationship over that, because it ain't worth it. That's not the direction that Jesus wants you to go. Buy into the system of values of God and Jesus. Change your direction. Change your heart. Don't get over your lives to be disturbed. But remember, Jesus says to all of us, peace be with you.